If somebody is an oinein, that means somebody was mace, one of his mishpoch, his father was mace, and they didn't bury him yet. Like Rashi says, oinein means shemeisa mutlufonov, his father is in front of him, kedermina mishchitas kodeshim. Eiza oinein calls the man shlenikpar. You didn't bury the person you have to bury. Your father, your mother, whoever was nifter, you didn't bury them. That's called an oinein. Before you bury them, you called an oinein. Halach rish, you're not supposed to eat kodeshim. If somebody is uncovering stones that fell upon a person, a whole bunch of stones, a wall caved in on somebody, and now you're going to save that person, you're going to take off all the stones off that person. Now also there's a suffix if the person is dead underneath or not. On its side, the person is dead underneath, you become Tomei Mace, you're on top of the mace. So the question is, can you bring a Korban Pesach today? You are the person now that's been with Akeach Esagal. You are taking out all the stones to try and find the guy underneath. Somebody was put into jail. And they promised you they're going to let you go out. And today is Erev Pesach. You're supposed to get out today. Could they bring a korban for you or not? If you have an older person or a chol or somebody that's sick, but I call upon him, he's able to eat the kezayis meat, and all these people in the Mishnah, is shechatin aleihem. You're allowed to bring a korban pesach for each one of these people. It's even though you're an oinein, even though somebody was mace and you didn't bury him yet, still we say by night time, you will be able to eat the korban pesach. Who would if a kech es agal, and who would if they promise you to come out of prison, we nemar that most probably you will come out, and therefore we can make the Korban Pesach for you, because at night time you'll be free already, and you'll be able to eat the meat. Now, Akulam, the Mishnah says, and all these people, and Shechten Aleim of Nayatzman, you can't make a Korban just for them alone, because we have to be afraid, maybe the person won't be freed, maybe he won't get out of jail, and then if he was the only one on this Korban, the Korban will go to waste, nobody will eat it. Therefore, you have to make sure at least somebody else is also upon this Korban. Like, include these people with somebody else. And the Mishnah says, Shema Yaviyu as a Pesach, the day psul, because maybe if you're only going to bring the Korban just for these people alone, and nobody else, maybe we'll find out that the psulim, you can't use them, they can't eat the Korban Pesach. The Rashi says, Shema Yitmo Einein Lemeisai. The person that's an Einein, one of his Mishpacha was mates, so even though he didn't touch the mace yet, you have to be afraid maybe during Levaya, while he's doing something, he will touch the mace, and he won't be able to eat the korban at night. And then the korban will go to waste. So always make sure somebody else is also included on the korban. Rashi Mufakech Gal, who are them when you uncover the stones? The same thing. Yimtza Meis, maybe you find the person is already dead. Venimtza Shayel al Tuma. And then you are Tummy Meis because you're over the Meis. Who are them if you're in jail? Maybe they won't let you come out. Or if you're sick or old, maybe you won't be able to eat the korban. So therefore, you can't do it yourself. You have to make the korban with somebody else also. So Mishnah says, Afikach, therefore, Emira Behen Psul, let's say Taka, something happened to these people that by night they cannot eat the korban. Either we said like the Oinein, he touched the mace, or else the person was supposed to be freed, they did not free him, or else he became so sick at night he couldn't eat, is the law of Pturim Elasas Pesach Sheni. I'll call upon them that put, they don't have to bring Pesach Sheni. Because at the time when they brought the Pesach Rishin, right now, they were able to be the kind of the mitzvah. Like he was promised he would be free by tonight. So right now, B'shash Shchita, they thought that he's Roy Tita the Korban. That's called he was Mekayim as mitzvah Shchita's Korban Pesach. Even though at night something happened that he wasn't freed, or by night they got sick and they can't eat the meat now, or by night he touched the mace, still B'shash Shchita he was Roy to Mekayim the mitzvah. It's called he made a good Shchita's Korban Pesach. Chutz, only one person is not that way. Chutz mefakeach, the middle case. Hamafakeach v'gal. Shutame v'tchilosim. Mefakeach as a gal means, again, if a stone, a wall stone, fell upon a person, and you're going now to save that person to take out the stones to see if the guy is alive. So even though now in Erev Pesach, B'shach to bring in the Korban Pesach, we don't know what's doing with the person inside. Is he alive or not? So we say, a korban could be brought for him. But let's say later, when you finish digging underneath, you find out that the person is already mace, so now it comes out that as soon as you started to work on this gal, on this pile of stones, you also became tomim, because you're on top of a mace now. So at the time when they brought your Korban Pesach, you're already a Tamei Meis. Therefore, you are not Yotzi Yemitzvah's Korban. You have to bring a Pesach Sheni. You're the only one that now we found out that you for sure were Tamei. But the other people, if B'Shas they brought the Korban Yestam and Oinim, that means somebody was Meis, but you didn't touch him yet. So even though later by night you touched the Meis, but at the time they brought the Korban, you were still Torah. So the Korban is kosher, you don't bring a Pesach Sheni. Only in the case where you already started to go on top of these stones, so B'Shas the Shechita, we don't know if you're Tamei or not. Later we find out you're Tamei, so you're a person that your Korban for sure was no good, you have to bring a Pesach Sheni. So to Gemara, Omar Rabba Bar Huna, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Loi Shonuela Beis Hasurim Liyakim. The Mishnah is only talking about if you're in prison by a guy. Then we say, if what's the case here? On Erev Pesach you're still in jail, but the goyim promised to let you go free. So then we say, when they bring the Korban Pesach, you should not be the only one on the Korban. Have somebody else included also, because maybe you won't be freed. That's only if you're by a Goyish prison. But let's say you put in prison by a Yiddish prison, like Rashi says, there are cases, a case we want to force you to get rid of your wife that's puzzled. If you married an Ish that's also to you, so we put you in jail until you give her a get. Or else if you owe somebody money you're not paying up, also we put you in jail. So if you're in a Yiddish jail, then, and they promise you that they'll let you out before Pesach, then the locher is shoichten mifnayatzman. You're allowed to bring a korban for him, even for himself. For nobody else, just he himself. Like we're for sure that he'll be freed. Why? Kivon yatzvichinu. Since the Jews said they'll let him go out free, mafiglei for sure they'll let him go out. The pasuk says, sheris yischol ayas avlom lo yedabru kozov. That by year they don't talk false. So if they said they'll let him out, for sure they're going to let him out. So therefore, they got the word he's going to be freed by tonight, by Pesach. Therefore, they're allowed to bring a korban just for him alone. And we don't have to be afraid maybe he won't be freed and the korban will go to waste. Because for sure he'll be freed. Amar Rav Chizda, Hod Yamar, that's what you're saying. They saw Surum Diyakim, that he was in a Goyish jail. Then we have, even though they promised him to go out free, it's not 100%. And you don't bring the korban for this person alone, but you have to have other people also on the korban. Loya Marnas only said Elochutz Lechaimes Beis Pagi. If the jail is outside Yerushalayim, that's the end part of Yerushalayim Beis Pagi. Avol Lefnim Lechaimes Beis Pagi. What about if the jail where you're in is inside Yerushalayim, even though it's a goyish jail? Still now Shechten Ola Bifnayatzmoi. You're allowed to bring the korban Pesach just for him alone. We don't have to be afraid. Maybe he won't be freed. My time away, Efsha Diyam Tulei V'Yochulei. Because even if the Goyim go back on the word and don't let him go out free, still we can bring the carbon to him. Because the mice of the jail is in Yerushalayim. So he'll be able to take the meat of the carbon Pesach and bring it to him and he'll be able to eat it. So therefore this carbon won't come the day psul. You'll have to bring the carbon just for that person alone. It's only if the jail is outside Yerushalayim. Then we have to be afraid. Maybe the Goyim won't free him, and we can't bring the meat to him because he's outside Yerushalayim. Then we're afraid the korban will go lepsul, so you can't make a korban just for him alone. But where the jail is in Yerushalayim, then there's no problem. Then you can make the korban just for him. We're not afraid he won't be able to eat it. Lefika chimirut, the Mishnah says, if something happens, so then we say the other people don't have to bring a Pesach Sheni. Omar Rabba Bar Avchana, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Loishonu. When do we say there's din that says that one person has to bring a Pesach Sheni? That's the person that was a Fakeh Esagal. Again, where the stone, the wall stone, fell over a person, so we don't know if the person is dead or not. Now you're going on top of this stone, the pile of stones, to clear away the stones, to help the guy inside. So as soon as you went on top of the stones, if the guy underneath is dead, you're also Tommy. So therefore, when they brought your Korban Pesach, later we found out that you were Tommy then. So therefore, your korban is no good. That's what the Mishnah says. So Gemara says, now, Amar Rav Chana, Amar Rav Yechanan, Loishana, that's only said, Elagal Ogul, if it's a round pile of stones. Then we say, as soon as you went on top of the pile, like for sure you're on top of the mace. Avul Gal Orach, let's say it's a long pile. So then we don't know under which part is the mace. Then we say, Potem Lassas Pesach Sheni. Even though at the time when they brought your korban, you're on top of this pile of stones, but you're not on top of the whole pile, you're on top of one side. So even if later when you empty out all the stones, we found the guy is mace underneath it, but B'Shas that brought the korban, it's not for sure you're on top of the mace. maybe the mason's on the other side, and you're on this side. Eima tor hoye b'shashchitum. We'll say maybe b'shashchita, you were not on top of the mason yet. Since there's a nice long pile, the mason's on one side, maybe the mason's on the other side, you're starting to clean this side. So then we don't know for sure your tummy. Then we say, Nasofik, you are ready to your carbon Pesach. You don't have to bring the Pesach Sheni. Moratani Nam Yochel, look like this also. Rabbi Shimon Binoi, Shirabi Yechle Nebruk Oimir. Nifakeach de Gal. When a person went to clean out this pile of stones to see if the person underneath is still alive or not, it depends. Eatim Potter. Sometimes you are potter from bringing a Pesach Sheni. We say the first carbon you brought today is Yotzer. And Itim Chayiv, sometimes you chayiv to bring a Pesach Sheni. It depends. Ketzad, how are the cases? Gal Ogol, if it's a round pile of stones. So then we say the mace is right underneath it. So Venim says Tumatachtav, then later when you finally finish emptying out all the stones, you found the person mace on the bottom, then we say Yechayiv. Because then for sure, when you first went on top of the pile, you are like on top of the mace. And since at that time when they brought the carbon Pesach for you, you were already on top of the pile, so you were already tummy mace, your carbon is no good. You hired to bring a Pesach Sheni. What about Gal Oruch? Let's say it's a nice long pile of stones. Venim says Tumatachtav, then later at the end of the day, you finally find the person underneath and he's dead. Then we say, Potter, you don't have to bring a Pesach Sheni. Because Eimo, there's a suffix, maybe, Toi Hoye V'Shashritim. It's possible to say at the time when they brought your carbon, since you were only on top of one side of this long pile, maybe on the side you were on top, the mace was not underneath you. So it's not considered you were on top of the mace. Therefore, at that time you were Torah. But since we have a suffix, you can't bring another carbon, Misafik. Because when a suffix, you can't bring the carbon Pesach. It's like Chulun Lazaro. Therefore, when a suffix, we say, you're potter from bringing a Pesach Sheni. So the Mishnah, you can't bring a carbon Pesach just for one person. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, has that to be at least two people involved in your carbon? You can't bring one carbon for one person. Rabbi Yosi Mati, Yosi says no. One person, if he wants to, he could bring a single carbon for himself. The Yafilu, Rabbi Yosi says like this. The Yafilu Chabura Shomeya. Even if you have 100 people on your carbon, Sheinam Yecholim Lechol Kizayis. But they cannot eat the kezayis of the meat, is Allah ain't shechtan aleim. Then you cannot bring such a carbon Pesach. In other words, according to Rabbi Yosi, it doesn't make enough to me that how many people you have, whether there's 1 or 100. That what has to be is, you have to be able to eat the kezayis of the meat. Like Rashi says, when yecholim lechol kezayis ben kulam, ain't shechtan aleim. If even all of them together, they still cannot eat the kezayis of the meat, so that's called, there won't be an achilah from this carbon. You're not allowed to bring this carbon, even if you have 100 people involved. That's the Yosi Shit. It's totally avia, kezayis of the meat could be eaten. If it could be eaten by one person, it's good. If not, it's no good. By a carbon Pesach, you don't bring a chabura, a bunch of just women. You don't bring a bunch of avodim, slaves. You don't bring a bunch of ketanim. We'll see in the Gemara if it means each one separately, or you can't bring a bunch of them together. So the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Minayin Shein Shechten Es HaPesach Al HaYochid. How do we know this din of Rabbi Yehuda? That you can't bring a Korban Pesach just for one person. What's Rabbi Yehuda Shita? Talmud Loima, the Pesach says in Devarim, Loisucha Lesboyech Es HaPesach Be'echot Sherechot. That's what the Pesach says. But Rabbi Yehuda stops after the word Be'echot. And they say you can't shech the Korban Pesach v'echot for one person. Divir Rabbi Yehuda. That's why Rabbi Yehuda dashes this pasuk. So Rashi says, Loisuchol is v'echot a Pesach v'echot sherecha. That's the pasuk. V'dorish v'echot v'yanfei nafshe. He stops after the word echot. Ala yochid. That one person cannot bring the korban. That's why Rabbi Yehuda dashes this pasuk. For Rabbi Yosi says, no. Yochid v'yochol ochloi. If you have one person, but he could eat at least the kezayis, shech den olav. You're allowed to bring the korban just for one person. You can make the shechita for him just for one person. What about asara? If you have 10 people that brought the korban together, the ein yecholim lochloi, but all of them together, they cannot eat even the kezayis of the meat, is ein shechten aleim. You cannot bring the korban for them. That's the Yosi shechita. For the Gemara of Rabbi Yosi now, hai b'yechod mayavid lei, I am Yud instead of posik. The posik says, loisucha lizboyech es ha-pesach b'echod. it's mashmi when one person can't bring the Korban Pesach. So what does Rabbi Yossi do with this pasuk? I, Rabbi Yossi, does know one person could bring the Korban Pesach. And for the Gemara, mi borda lekid Rabbi Shimon. He uses this pasuk like Rabbi Shimon darshins. Titania, Rabbi Shimon oimer, mi nayin lizoveach es pischoi. How do we know somebody shechs brings his Korban Pesach? The bom is yochid, not in the base of Migdish, but it brings a bomber in his own house, his own private bomber, his own private altar he made. B'shas Isra bombers. At the time when you're not allowed to use the bomber. It's the time when they have the base of Migdish. When you're not allowed to use the bombers. How do we know? Shuba loisasei. How do we know he's over in Avera loisasei? Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, loisucha lesboyech esa pesach b'yechot sherecha. You are not allowed to bring the Korban Pesach b'yechot sherecha in one of your shorim, means in a bomber's yochid. That is a loisasei. So Rashi explains, even though usually if you shecht chutz from the base of Migdish, there's a chiyuv koras involved, but that's only when you are supposed to shecht inside the base of Migdish. And if you do it outside, you chiyuv koras. Here we're talking about Erev Pesach in the morning. If you do this in the morning, it's not a time now to go into the base of Migdish to bring your Korban Pesach, because in the morning you can't do it. So therefore you don't have the chiyuv koras for shechting chutz from the base of Migdish. But I call upon him a lav you would have. That's this lav of loisucha lizboyech as a pesach v'yecha sherecha. You can't shecht your korban in a bamis yochid in one of your sharim. That's a lav. Even though you're in the morning now, it's not the time to bring it. Still, if you do it in your own bama, you're over lav. So tomorrow, yochel, I would think maybe, after shas heter abamis, maybe even when there's a heter of the bamis, but maybe heter abamis only applies to a private korban that's a neder on the dover. Mashenkin can hear that there's the chiyuv to bring a korban pesach. Maybe there's a lav to bring it on your bamas yochid. Talmud Leima, the pasuk says, v'yechot sherecha. What does that mean in one of your gates? Loi omru ela b'shor, shekol yisrael nechnostim b'sharechot. It's only said when all Klal Yisrael goes to Yushlayim, goes to the Beis HaMikdash, then there's a lav not to bring the korban on your private bama. But when there's no Beis HaMikdash, when everybody is allowed to shecht korbanos in their own private bummer, then you do not have this lav if you bring your Korban Pesach on your bummer. That's the way Rabbi Yossi darshins this pasuk. Rakopon, there's no raya to Rabbi Yehuda now to say that one person cannot bring a korban for himself. You have to have at least two people. No, Rabbi Yossi says this pasuk is talking about bummers. For the Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda, hominole, how does Rabbi Yehuda darshins this pasuk? Means that one person can't bring a Korban Pesach. So how does he know Rabbi Yossi's halachas about the lav of a bomo? And the Gemara, Tarti Shamat Minei. Rabbi Yehuda asks from this pasuk, I hear two things. Loisuch lesboyach as a Pesach b'yechod is one drasha, and then b'sherecha is the next drasha. That there's a lav to bring it on a bomo, you can't bring your Korban on a bomo. So the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi. According to Rabbi Yossi, you're telling me now that the korban could be brought by one person. The pasuk here, loisuch lesboyach as a pesach v'yechot sherecha, is talking about not by a bama. The mamimai de lohochi to come Reb Shimon, how do we know Reb Yossi says that the pasuk is coming from Shimon's drasha? That is nisar on a bama. Dilma k'viyam Reb Yehuda, who the awesome. Maybe the pasuk has come to teach us like Reb Yehuda dashin, that loisuch lesboyach as a pesach v'yechot means that one person is not allowed to bring a korban just for himself. Maybe why isn't Rabbi Yossi dashing like Rabbi Yehuda? Of the Gemara Amulach, Rabbi Yossi says that can't be pshat. Don't think like that, that the Torah should say there's an issa for a person to bring a korban just for himself. The Oksid, there's another pasuk in Shemais that says, ish b'fi ochloi, that a person can eat by himself, ish b'fi ochloi, mashm, even one person is allowed to bring his own korban pesach. So therefore Rabbi Yossi holds, you are allowed to bring a korban by yourself. I this pasuk v'echa sherechon, it's talking about you can't bring your korban on a bama. Mar Romilei Rav Ukfra Bachinana Mifarishna, name of a place, L'Rova. Yes, the shout to Rova. Mi Yom Rav Yud, is it true that Rav Yud said, Ein Shechton Et HaPesach Al HaYochid, that one person cannot bring a private korban pesach. You have to have at least two people with you, or a minu avakasha. Didn't like this. Isha V'Rishon, an Isha by Pesach Rishon, Shechotin Oleh B'fnei Yatzma. So if I this man the old Nisha is mechuyev to bring a korban pesach, and she's allowed to bring it by herself. Mashma, one person can bring your own korban. Ovisheni, what about Pesach Sheni? There's a case where the Isha was Tomei Meis, the first Pesach Rishon. What about now Pesach Sheni? Oisin Oisa Tfeilu Lacherim. She only becomes a Tofu, means she has to be part of somebody else's Korban. She can't bring her own Korban. And we'll see Pshat on the days why. He holds that in Pesach Sheni there's no Chiyiv, it's only Femchem Rishus. If they want to, they could, but they can't bring their own Korban. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, this is what Rabbi Yehuda says. So I call upon the kasher is here. Rabbi Yehuda says that an isha can bring a korban by itself. I in the Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda says a person is not allowed to bring a korban pesach by himself. On my life, he answered back, "There's no kasher. Loi time of bifnei atzma. Don't say she can bring it by herself. Elaima bifnei atzman. It means that women can bring the korban by themselves, but of course you have to have at least two women there. It doesn't mean a single woman. It means if they atzman by themselves, they're allowed to bring it. On my life, he asked back, "Is that a teretz? Can you have a chabura, a few people, just of women together, to bring a korban, a pesach? It says in our Mishnah, you can't make a gathering of just women, slaves, and katanim. My love doesn't mean noshim luchadayu, that it's also to bring a korban pesach for a gathering of just women. Who are then just of slaves, you can't bring a korban for them alone. And each one separately can't bring. So the kasha then of Yehuda, you can't say Yehuda means bifnei atzmon, women together, because you can't have just women together. Or malay lo yetzabek, no, that's not pshan the Mishnah. It means noshim v'yavodim v'katanim. It means you shouldn't have these three people together. That's what it means. But avada, just women alone, they could bring their own korban. Just avodim alone, they could bring. Just katanim alone, they could. It's just you can't have these three together. Why not? Noshim v'yavodim mishum tiflis. To have women and slaves together. So Rashi says mishum aveira. The Shalom will have znus together. So you can't have a chabur with these people eating the korban together. Ketana v'yavodim. What's wrong to have small kids and the slaves? Mishum fritzutso. Then we're afraid of mishkav zochah. That the slaves will teach the small kids how to have mishkav zochah. So we don't let them.